Take your Bibles this morning and turn with me to the 103rd Psalm. When we're in between books, as we are right now, we just finished up the book of John, and next week we'll begin studying verse by verse through the book of Romans. But when we're in between books, one of the things that I like to do in between is maybe take a week or two and preach from some of the Psalms or Proverbs. The book of Psalms and the book of Proverbs, it's not, you can preach through those verse by verse. I find it easier to go back and just preach on a psalm one at a time, take one here and there. And the 103rd Psalm is a psalm that I have preached on before. I have another sermon taken from this psalm. And the first time that I preached it was in a little church in Brazil. That church, this is going to sound funny when I say this, that church is, I'm pretty sure, closed down now. But it didn't close down immediately after I preached there. I was not pastoring yet, and they didn't have a pastor, and so I went over there and filled the pulpit for a few Sundays for them, and I'm pretty sure that it's closed down now, but anyhow, which is sad. I believe that I preached that other sermon from Psalm 103 here, but it's probably been a while, and this morning there's a little bit of a different approach. As I was looking through the Psalms and doing some reading, I read the 103rd Psalm again, and it stood out to me in relation to the new year. And so I want to read this Psalm and then kind of just break it down and look at some things specifically this morning. Psalm 103 is a Psalm of David. The Bible says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known His ways unto Moses, His acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will He keep His anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear Him. For He knoweth our frame, He remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear Him, and His righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep His covenant, and to those that remember His commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared His throne in the heavens, and His kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye His angels that excel in strength, that do His commandments, hearkening unto the voice of His word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye hosts, ye ministers of His that do His pleasure. Bless the Lord, all His works, in all places of His dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul." Dear God, once again we ask for Your help this morning. Lord, I pray that You would clear up my vision quickly, Lord, so that I not be hindered in preaching this message. Help me to have clarity of thought, and help us all to just listen and be changed by Your word this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If I skipped any words, I haven't changed Bible versions. I just didn't see them. The new year, which we are about to enter. We have tomorrow's the last day of 2018, isn't it? Tuesday is the first, I believe. The new year that we are about to enter may be viewed in different ways by different people. Some people are excited about what the new year might bring. Others are just glad to be done with the old one. This time of year, people make resolutions, most of which will be broken before January has ended or before January 3rd even passes on the calendar. There may be things about the past year that you want to forget. There may be things that you want to be sure that you remember. But as we look at this psalm, I think we need to be reminded of all of those things that we should not forget about this past year and the things that we can look forward to in the year to come. I want to say before I begin to preach this, if you'll look at the front of your bulletin, kind of a sermon in itself right there. And I don't have it in front of me, but I believe it says, the year and its obstacles may be new, but our God has not changed and His word is still true. I might have messed that up a little bit. Okay, well, I wrote it, so if I messed it up, that's an embarrassment. But maybe that sums all of this up. Maybe that sums up this sermon this morning. Got a new year ahead of us. Might be some new trials. Might be some new exciting things that happen. But no matter what happens, our God has not changed and His word is still true. But as we look back at the old year, as we look back, there are things that I'm sure each and every one of us can agree on, and things that we ought not forget. We look at verse 1. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. I said a while ago that people get to this time of year and they make resolutions. I'm going to do this better. I'm going to do better about this. I'm going to work at this. I'm going to try that. They have all these ideas and these resolutions of things that they're going to do. I remember hearing a comedian say that this was an old comedian, passed away years ago, but he said, my resolution for the new year is that I'm not going to punch any tigers in the mouth. And somebody said, you've never punched a tiger in the mouth. He said, I'm going to have a resolution I can keep for a change. But as we approach this new year, I'm not big on resolutions. I think we need to just take one day at a time. I don't think the new year ought to matter. We ought to just get up each morning and resolve to be better than we were the day before, closer to God than we were the day before. I think that's how we ought to live. So often we fail, but that ought to be our attitude. That ought to be our approach. It shouldn't just be when the new year rolls around. If that's your attitude, what happens about June, July? You got to wait till January to get back on track? No, every day we ought to be resolved to be as close to Him as possible. And though I'm not much on resolutions, if you're going to make one, how about this one? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. How about this year we do a better job of blessing the Lord with all of our soul? How about this year we just do a better job of telling people about Jesus Christ? How about we do a better job of praising His name and pointing people to Him? How about we gripe less and praise more? How about we complain less and speak of His wondrous works more? How about we quit being negative about everything and get back to doing what we're told to do in the New Testament, and that is looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Ladies, that song goes wonderfully with the sermon this morning. But that really had nothing to do with you, so the Lord works all those things out. But thank you for singing that song. How about this year we just look around at our circumstances less and look at Jesus Christ, author and finisher of our faith, a little bit more? How about we turn our eyes upon Jesus? How about we get them off of North and South Korea and Russia and the White House and Planned Parenthood and all of these things? And why don't we get them back on Christ Jesus? Maybe we could say like those angelic beings around the throne, holy, holy, holy. Let's get our eyes back where they belong. You need a resolution? There's one for you. This year, let's do better about blessing the Lord with all of our soul. Talking more about Him. Less griping and complaining. How about this year we resolve to be closer to our fellow brothers and sisters here in this church? I don't mean just the two or three that you're already close with. How about closer to everybody in here? You know, this is not a big church. And I said this here recently, I think maybe it was on a Wednesday night. I'm going to say it this morning because, and I'm not griping at anybody, I'm not complaining at anybody. I'm concerned. I am concerned that in a church this size, which is not very big, there are around 50 of us that make up this church. I am concerned when we have people who don't know the names of some of the people that they've been coming to church with for 1, 2, 3 years and don't know the needs of those people and don't know what's going on with those people. Why? We need to fellowship a little bit more. I'm not talking we need more dinners, we need more. We need to just get to know each other a little bit better. I'm not trying to be mean or stomp on anybody this morning. I'm saying I am hearing this as I circulate among the church. Now, who's that? Who's that? Who are you talking about? This is not a big crowd, folks. So why is that so important? Because we can better care for one another. We can better pray for one another. We can better look out for one another. We can better, listen, you're not going to serve Christ with people you don't know. We can serve the Lord better with one another. We can do better about getting the gospel out. And the Bible tells us to be of one accord. How are you going to be of one accord with people you don't even know? Maybe this year it's time to get out of our pews and our little comfort zones and quit talking to the same two or three people and get to know the rest of this wonderful family that we have. Ah, Pastor, that's your job. It is not. It's a responsibility that belongs to all of us, and it's a privilege that we all have to have this wonderful family. Why not get to know one another a little bit better so that we can take care of one another a little bit more? Need some resolutions? Say, oh, that's enough. Well, listen, this year, if we've done a terrible job of it in the past, let's do a better job about blessing the Lord with all of our soul. Let's do a better job of getting our eyes upon Him. Verse number 2 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. You know why I believe the Bible says, tells us not to forget? Because we are so prone to. We are so prone to forget. As the song said this morning, prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it. Seal it for Thy courts above. I believe that we are told here, we are reminded by David, the Holy Spirit through the pen of David, forget not all His benefits because we often forget. It's easy to forget. Things that you think you'll never forget, you'll forget them. You'll forget them. In the age that we live in with technology, let me use this example. You start an email or some kind of account online. You come up with a password. You're so sure I'll never forget it. And you forget it. You're like me. Twice this past year, I got locked out of my email because I could not could not remember. You're putting in every variation, capitalizing this, don't capitalize that. Oh, you were so sure you weren't going to forget it. Oh, it was so easy. We forget. And so it is with the blessings of God and the benefits of God. We forget. How could you forget something so wonderful that God has done for you? Because you have a flesh that doesn't want to remember, you have a world that you're up against that doesn't want you to remember, and you have an adversary, the devil, that doesn't want you to remember. And so we have to make a conscious effort to remember, to forget not all His benefits. It would fare us well to make it a priority. Maybe a few times a week, once a week, however, to sit down. Maybe in our prayer time, don't let it become just the same thing, but remember what God did this last week, this last month, these last few years. Remember, keep calling it to your memory. Verses 3 and 4, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. As we look back at this past year, another year has come and gone. Another year has come and gone. But I can say to you this morning on authority of the Scripture, the saved are still redeemed. Another year, 2018. It seemed like just a few years ago they were all scared about 2000. Remember, everything was going to shut down, everything was going to quit working, fill your bathtub up with water because there'll be no water. The next thing, what are you going to do? Take a bath? You ain't drinking it. Fill your bathtub with water and then drink. Okay, so I can take a bath. If everything shuts down, I'm not too concerned about how dirty I am, okay? People start looting, I'm not worried about having a bathtub full of water. Remember that? That seems like it was just the other day. Hey, 2018's just about gone. If you entered 2018 redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, you're going to walk out of 2018 still redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. You're still saved. You know, what was so good about this year? You're still saved. You're still going to heaven. You're still born again. Boy, this was a rough year. You're still saved. And nothing that happened this year. We say, boy, it was a rough one. Yeah. But neither height nor depth, or as the Bible tells us, nor any other creature can separate us from the love which is in Christ Jesus. Nothing that happened this year took your salvation away from you, nor could it ever. Let me ask you this, and I do not want an answer, and you couldn't answer it anyhow, probably. None of us could. How many times did you sin this past year? Oh, I reckon we could ask our spouses and get a pretty decent number, but our own recollection. How many times this past year did you quench or grieve the Holy Spirit? How many times did you do wrong this past year? How many times were you not what God called you to be? How many times did you not obey His Scripture? How many times did the Holy Spirit deal with you and you didn't listen to Him? You shut Him up. You ignored Him. Okay, how many times? How many instances of road rage? How many instances? How many times did you gossip about somebody? How many times did you gripe about something? How many times did you not trust God? One, I should keep going? Don't need to, do we? We look back at this past year, and no matter what the numbers are, none of us would say, I had a perfect one. I had a perfect one. No, you didn't. None of us did. Because we've still got a flesh that we deal with. We ought be learning. We ought be growing. We ought be getting closer to Him. We ought be doing better. But we're stuck with this flesh until we go home. And so there are still some things that we do wrong. And that's not an excuse at all. We don't excuse it and say, well, you know, we're just human. No. That's only on the outside. On the inside, we're born of God. And we ought be growing and changing and learning and doing better. But we know there is still a flesh that sometimes sins and sometimes it fails. Okay? Not that any of us could know the number, but I guess we'll just say it like this. Did you mess up this past year? Oh, gee, I have a hard time. Did you mess up this past week? If your memory's not that good, did you mess up this past week? Did you mess up this past month? We'll go to Lamentations chapter 3. That's that book right after Jeremiah. Lamentations. That's a wonderful book, you know. Well, the whole Bible is wonderful, but Lamentations chapter 3. Yeah, I know you might be looking back at this year and saying, boy, I'm glad it's over. I'm glad it's done. Get out of this year. And maybe we have reason to. But I think God wants us to see this morning, you've also got reason to look back and say, you know what, it wasn't all that bad. Look at all the good. Lamentations chapter 3. If you've messed up this past year, if you've sinned this past year, if you haven't been perfect this past year, if you've grieved and quenched the Holy Spirit this past year, Lamentations chapter 3. Let me ask you if you found this to be so. Chapter 3 and verse 22 and 23. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. I wasn't perfect this past year, but I found that His mercy and His compassion didn't fail. That He still had compassion on me and He had patience and long-suffering with me, and that every morning His mercies were new. Did you find that this past year? I did. That's why I'm still here. That's why I'm still standing here. Because I found that to be true. Lord, what have I got to be happy about this past year? If you are sitting here under the sound of my voice, you have something to be thankful about. Unless God takes you home between now and Tuesday, you're going to see another year. Maybe the whole thing. That'd be nice if He took us all home in 2019. But if He doesn't, we know He will eventually. Did you find that His mercies were new every morning, that they endureth? In our psalm, it mentions loving kindness and tender mercies. You see, you and I have a tendency to be negative and to dwell on the bad rather than the good. You say, prove it. Well, if you're married and you've ever gotten an argument with your spouse, you don't have a whole lot of trouble remembering what they did wrong, what they said that was hurtful, what they said that was rude. Come on, there's never been an argument between two married people. There's never been an argument where one person looked at the other one and said, yeah, but you know what? You've always loved me and taken care of me. And I'm so aggravated with you, but you've got supper on the table every night and you never let me go hungry. Oh, yeah, yeah, you and you're being faithful all the time. You know what? You've never committed adultery on me. You don't talk like that, do you? But what do you say? Yeah, well, remember how you smarted off whenever we were talking about such and such? And such was 5 years ago? Come on, we're pretty good at remembering stuff we ought not remember, aren't we? Listen. Loving kindness and tender mercies, we have a tendency to be negative, dwell on the bad rather than the good. Let me ask you this, is there anyone here that could say that God wasn't good to him this past year? He doesn't change, and He is good, and He is love, so He was good to His people. When you remember the hard times that you went through this past year, when you remember the trials, Let me ask you this. Was God there through it all? Did he leave you or forsake you? Well, he said in Hebrews 13, he never would, and he cannot lie. When the hard times ended, did his love and his mercy still remain? Verse 5 says, back here in Psalm 103, verse 5, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Now this doesn't just deal with him feeding us, but that's part of it. Did you eat this past year? You know I did. Look at me. I ate well this last year. A little too well. I think I lost about 8 pounds or so when I was trying. And you'd be amazed how fast you can find something you're not looking for. I wasn't looking for that, those pounds, but there they were. Did you eat well this last year? Come on, there's not a person in here who can't say, not only did I eat, I ate well. I didn't just get by on what was it Opie said, grits and prunes? Isn't that what he said, Andy? She'll feed me grits and prunes, Opie Taylor. You didn't get by on stale bread and gruel. If you ate oatmeal every morning, it's probably because you liked eating oatmeal every morning, not because there's nothing else. Come on, you ate and you ate well, didn't you? If you were here when we had our pitch in a few weeks ago, you ate well. Let me ask you this. Did you stay warm and dry? Well, your house might not be the greatest. It might not be the newest. It might not be the prettiest. But I don't know of anybody in here that didn't stay warm and dry this past year. Couldn't you say that he not only met my needs, but he went above and beyond? Couldn't you say that God this past year didn't just give you the bare minimum, but he satisfied you with good things? You know, it's not a physical thing as far as clothing or food or shelter, but I love Faith Baptist Church. It's a good thing. And I think he's given us a good thing by giving us this church. And some people don't know or don't realize what we have here because all you've ever known is a church like this. But I've been out there. I've attended other ones. I've preached in other ones. This is a special thing here. They're not all like this. Something like this is hard to find. And I don't say that boasting of myself. It has nothing to do with me. It was like this when I came. I'm just trying not to mess it up while I'm here. But I'm not planning on going anywhere, so if I mess it up, I'll have plenty of time to try to fix it. So, did he satisfy you with good things this year? Every one of us can say amen. Verse 6, the Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. Perhaps this year you were wrongfully accused of something. Maybe somebody blamed you for something that wasn't your fault. Maybe you were persecuted for your faith. Maybe somebody gossiped about you, talked about you, ran you down, really hurt you. Really hurt you. You know, people try to teach their kids the old sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can never hurt me. That's a lie. That's not biblical. Read the book of James. It says the tongue is a fire. It's a world of iniquity set on fire of hell. Words hurt people. Were you hurt this year by somebody's words? Maybe somebody gossiped about you, talked about you, ran you down, said something mean to you, gnashed on you. Well, did God go before you? Did God strengthen you? Did he handle things for you? If you put him in his hands, he did. Because he always does. Did you get over the hurt? He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. Let me ask you this. In this past year, did you learn more about God and grow this past year? Do you know a little bit more than you did this time last year? I'm not asking, did you know everything you want to know? We ought to always have this desire to learn more, but we ought to be feeding that desire with His Word and learning. But let me ask you, are you a wiser Christian now than you were a year ago? Did you seek His face through prayer and the Word, and because of that, you learned and you grew closer to Him? Can you look at your life and say, well, there's stuff that I didn't know last year? Even if you're not able to say, that right there is what it was and point it out specifically, sometimes that's hard, especially when you're growing a lot. But can you look at yourself and look back at this past year and say, I learned this year. God taught me some things this year. He helped me to understand some things this year. 2 Peter chapter 3. Hold your place in Psalm and go back to 2 Peter chapter 3. By the way, if anyone was thinking, oh good, migraine, he'll preach shorter. My eyes are cleared up and I'm feeling good. And I took Tylenol. Second Peter chapter 3. And you know what? I know why I had the migraine. I couldn't sleep last night. I had trouble sleeping last night, and that usually is what gives them to me. I don't know if the devil had anything to do with it or not, but I know I was looking forward to this sermon, and I think God really wanted to speak to us this morning through this sermon. And I believe He is. 2 Peter chapter 3, and look at verse 18. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Did you grow? In our psalm, it talks about how He made His ways known to Moses and His acts and to the children of Israel. And we are not Israel. The church is not Israel, but we do belong to God. So, did He teach you this year? Did you learn? Did you grow? Did you have questions and things that you didn't understand, but God answered them? Maybe you had to wait, but did He answer them? Verse 8, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. I know I already said this, I'm going to say it again. Were you perfect this past year? Did you need God's mercy and long-suffering? I did. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. Hey, He could have smitten me any time and had every right to this past year. He could have said, all right, if you're not going to listen. But what's He do? He chastens us, corrects us. We get things right. We respond to that. And then He lets us move on and keep serving Him. Now, when we won't respond, then we're setting ourselves up for some big time trouble. Was He merciful to you this past year? Did you need His mercy and long suffering? I did. And I got a feeling I'm going to need it in 2019 as well. He's merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. Come on. Do you see how unlike us God is? I mean, how many of us, we're not supposed to be this way. We're supposed to be like Him. But how many of us, we get mad right now. We're quick to anger. We don't have a whole lot of mercy. We don't have a whole lot of grace sometimes. You know, the problem with, we jump to conclusions a lot of times. We hear something and then we just jump on it. You know, the problem with jumping to conclusions is that it's oftentimes a blind leap. We just hear something and just jump, and this kind of stuff starts. But he's slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. I'm glad that he doesn't operate like I do. I'm supposed to learn to think like him and do like he does. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. Look at verse 10. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Let me say this, church. If I were to preach on just one verse this morning, that gave us more than enough to be thankful for, it's that one right there. That he has not dealt with us after our sins. You say, what's that mean? Our sin makes us more than worthy of eternity in hell. We are not deserving in the least of heaven in any way. Our righteousness is as filthy rags. There is nothing good in us. And what we deserve is to be in hell for eternity. That's the wages of sin is death. We ought to be dead. We ought to be in hell. But he hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Because of what we've done, heaven makes no sense. We don't deserve that. But see, he didn't deal with us according to our sins. He dealt with us according to who he is, his love, his grace, his mercy. If you're saved this morning, you're going to heaven not because of anything you did. You're going to heaven because of who your Savior is. You're going to heaven because he is good, not you. You have his righteousness, not your own. Boy, I love that verse. I just want to read it again. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Hey, the devil might remember him. He might try to remind you of him. But God says their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. It means you could talk to God about something that you did whenever. And he could say to you, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? As far as the east is from the west. No matter how long you travel east, you're always traveling east, aren't you? No matter how far you travel west, you're always traveling west. There is no point where the two converge. I know we split up the globe kind of in latitude and longitude and everything, but if you're going east, you're constantly going east. You go west, you're constantly going west. You can't stand and say, well, here's where east begins, or here's where east begins, and here's where west begins. And as far as they are from one another, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Are you still redeemed? Did your sin come back along with its penalty? You ever thought you had something paid? And then you got a bill? You know, you thought you had it all settled and taken care of, and then you got a bill and they were saying, you ever dealt with health insurance? Boy, Amy's on the phone with them all the time. We're always paid up. Sometimes we pay too much and have a credit and everything, but then you get these bills. Boy, she's on the phone with them all the time. Get this stuff straightened out. But did you ever think that you had something paid up, or you knew you had it paid up, and then it came back at you? Maybe you had a procedure or something done and you knew that the insurance covered it, but there was a, mess up somewhere and you got billed for it? A couple years ago, I had to have a scope, you know, because my throat was closed up. Remember when they had to, some of you might remember, they had to go in with a scope and then take a balloon because my esophagus was closed up. And my insurance covered that. But I got a bill for it. And so I called them, and I forget what they said, but along the lines of, oh, no, it's, we'll take care of that. You're not supposed to get that. Okay. A few weeks later, I get a bill for it again. And I call them up, and then they tell me, you know, they probably weren't supposed to tell me this. They said, we're not supposed to even send you that. We're not even supposed to send you that bill. That's right, you're not. It's covered by the insurance. No, we'll take care of it here. We got a few weeks later, got another one, same thing. Finally got it straightened out. Had something to do with the billing code or something, because it's just so difficult to write paid on something. But anyhow, you know, it's how the whole thing, just a mess. Finally got it straightened out. See, I knew this thing was paid, but it kept showing that it wasn't. Let me ask you, at any point in 2018, did you get a bill? Did your sin come back or the penalty? Did you find in this past year, oh, I'm guilty again. I better get saved again. Or did you go through 2018 knowing that it was all under the blood, it was all finished, it was all done, and it didn't come back? I didn't say, did you find in 2018 that you remembered some things from the past? Hey, you remembering them has nothing to do with it. I'm asking you, did your sin and its penalty return upon you this year? I can stand here and declare to you on the authority of Scripture, it did not. It was gone when the year started. It's still gone. And I got news for you. Don't be worried about tomorrow, one day left. It ain't coming back tomorrow either. It's gone. Look at verse 13 and 14. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. Boy, I like that one too. I like that one too. Did God put more on you this year than you could bear? Now, the question is not, did he put more on you than you thought you could bear? Because we often, oh, I can't do it, I can't do it, I can't do it. No. Did he put more on you than you could bear? Are you still here? Did you make it through? Then he didn't put more on you than you could bear. Go to Philippians chapter 4. I would say bless you, but I'm not Catholic. Philippians chapter 4. Bless them, Father, for they have sneezed. I guess that's... Where does that come from, anyhow? Did you ever stop and think, why do you say bless you when somebody sneezes? Philippians 4. 13. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Did you find this year there were some things put on you that you thought, boy, I can't do this? Well, you can't by yourself, but through Christ which strengtheneth you, you can. Did you find that to be true? Did you find this year that when you went in your own strength, you failed, but when you went in His strength, you were victorious? You look back and say, boy, there were some tough things, some tough trials. But as long as I left them up to Him, everything was all right. Look at Psalm 40. Did you find this to be true? Psalm 40, Verse 17. But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, O my God. Did the Lord remember this past year that you were poor and needy and that you needed His help and gave it to you? I know He did for me. I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. 103:15. For as man, as for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear Him, and His righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep His covenant, and to those that remember His commandments to do them. Okay? A lot of things change. Men come and go. We come and go. Circumstances come and go. Circumstances change. Just like the wind. It's here and then it's gone. It doesn't return again. We live in a world of change. Everything changes. Except for our God. Did He remain faithful this past year? Did He break one promise? Did He not keep His word? Can you accuse Him rightfully of not keeping His word? Malachi 3:6, he says, I am the Lord. I change not. I change. You change. Your neighbors change. Your co-workers change. Family changes. Other people change. He doesn't change. Go to, let's look at just a couple more things. We'll be done. Hebrews 1:12. You might look back at the year and say, boy, a lot of stuff happened. Good stuff happened and bad stuff happened. And forget all about that. Let's just concentrate on our Savior and how He didn't change. And He kept His word. And He took care of us. And He kept answering prayer. And He brought us through. And we're here again to talk about an old year and a new year once again. Hebrews 1, :12. And as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed. Look, but thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. Our God does not change. If we close with the last part of 103, it says, Lord hath prepared His throne in the heavens, and His kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye His angels that excel in strength and do His commandments, hearkening unto the voice of His word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye His hosts, ye ministers of His that do His pleasure. Bless the Lord, all His works in all places of His dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. The psalm ends the same way that it began. Let me ask you this. Did He stop being God, or is He still on His throne? Did He cease at any moment? Did He surrender His authority, His power? Did He abdicate the throne? Or is He still God? Is He still on the throne? Is it all still in His hands? Is He still in control? In closing, let me say this. There might be some things about this past year that we'd like to forget. But in those things, there are probably examples of God working in our lives. Don't forget those things. Don't forget those things. As you look to the new year, if you look at it with excitement, and you ought to. God gives us another year. Well, praise the Lord. Gave us another year. Kept us alive. Let us preach some more. Let us lead some more people to Christ. Let us witness some more. As you look to the new year with excitement, don't forget to take the time to look back at the old year and forget not all His benefits. Don't forget to look back and say, yeah, there was some bad stuff there, but who cares about that? Look at all the good. He didn't change.
I'm still saved. I'm still going to heaven. My sin with its penalty didn't come back on me. He provided for me. He answered my prayers. He took care of me. So let me say this. You have every reason to believe that He'll do so tomorrow morning and the day after and the day after and the day after, because He said He would, and He's proven to us that He will. Forget not all His benefits. Dear God, Lord, we so often do forget and we dwell on the wrong things. Lord, we pray that You would help us to be mindful, that we would do a better job about remembering. Lord, that we would not forget all Your benefits. Remind us of Your goodness and help us to dwell upon these things and make a conscious effort to do so. Lord, as we walk into this new year, we don't know what it has for us. We don't know if we'll get the whole year. We don't know if You'll take any of us home this year. Maybe You take all of us home. Maybe You take the whole body of Christ home. We don't know. But Lord, whatever You give us, help us to keep our eyes upon You and keep serving You no matter what happens. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.